she mention seeing anyone who was sick? Anyone on a plane at the airport?
No, she said she was jet lagged.
The average person touches their face 3 to 5 times every waking minute. In between, we're touching doorknobs, water fountains, and each other.
Welcome to the COVID Sabbatical Ties, episode number 4. The date is now the 25th of March, 25 minutes to 5 a.m. Unfortunately, my sleep schedule is out of whack. But, okay, let's have a chat, and let's have a proper, truthful chat. And I'm probably going to get a lot of slack for what I'm about to say now, but I feel like it needs to be said, and I'm just going to say it. Why is the society so bloody stupid and inconsiderate towards other people? I said it, I'm sorry, but I did. We are going into a lockdown tomorrow evening at 12 o'clock, and people are panic buying, which I get. I do get panic buying, I really do. But there's people that's only getting paid today, which means if they go to the shops now today, there won't be anything. Firstly, that's my first concern. My second concern, which I can't believe I'm saying this, and I actually earlier saw this on Facebook. Someone posted, "Hi all, does anyone know when the corona/COVID thing will be done?" Yes, we do know when it will be done. It will be done when people are no longer stupid idiots. That's when it will be done. It will be done when people listen and follow the laws and the instructions. It will be done when people stay at their houses and not go and party. And I can't emphasize how frustrating this is to see people still having parties and going to parties, and I mean, it's not like 4 people at a party, it's like 20, 30, 40, 50. And I feel like people are too stupid to understand what's actually happening, because for most people it's still just a common flu. Yes, it is a flu, fine, I agree with that. But it's not just the common flu. The common flu, yes, has killed more people in a year than that the COVID-19 has at the moment, but a common flu doesn't spread within 1,000 people within days. South Africa went in 2 weeks from 13 confirmed cases to 554 cases in the second week. 554. That is 550 more cases. And I don't think anyone is comprehending what is happening. I am not saying this is the end of the world. That is not what I'm saying. I'm not saying this is apocalypse. I'm saying that this specific virus is unknown to the humans. And therefore, we do not have a vaccine yet. Therefore, we are not prepared for what is coming. Therefore, it is spreading like wildfire. And I'm sorry, but I have to say this. I am glad that the president of South Africa put South Africa in a lockdown. Because if this gets to the townships or the rural communities, then it will spread even more. And it's not their fault. It's a heavy, dense area where a lot of people are at the same time. I mean, if you think about the rural areas that don't have clean water, it will spread. It will become worse and worse. And then we'll get to the older generation, to the people whose health has been compromised, and they will die. If they do not die, they will go through a horrible 2-3 weeks of symptoms and being sick. But yet, there is still people who is having parties because Oh, I'm turning 21 and I need to celebrate it. Yes, fine, I get it. It's this amazing, special achievement that you do need to celebrate with people. But wait. Do something small with your family and then wait until all this mess has gone away. Then go ahead, do a Project X party if you have to. Invite 50,000 people if you have to. But not in the middle of a bloody world pandemic. Now, hold on, next one I'm going to say is probably going to offend a lot of people, and I do apologize for that, but I'm going to say it. If I see one more post or status saying that it's fine, just pray to God and you'll be fine. Or, the best is, I saw a picture today that said, don't make jokes about illness and people who have died. If you do not have COVID-19 yet, it means because God is protecting you. I'm gonna keep quiet for a moment because I need to get my words before I say something that will offend every single person in this world. I've got nothing against religion. Let's just put that out. I don't. I honestly don't. What I have a problem with is stupidity of people thinking that if they go on their knees and pray, that all of a sudden it will go away. This is a scientific thing. This is not a faith thing. And I'm sorry, it's not that I'm judging religion or Christianity or anything like that. It is the mere fact that you can't pray away stuff. It's the same, you can't pray away K. You can't pray away a deadly illness. It doesn't work like that. And honestly, when I saw that picture, I didn't know if I should cry, laugh, or start screaming all at once, or maybe take a bottle of vodka and down it, because the stupidity in that one picture, I was baffled. I still am. I'm speechless. I mean, how do we live in a society where people are so stupid that they do not realize what's happening? They do not actually understand that this could kill them. Okay, fine. Like I've said before, I get sick, nothing will happen to me. Great. Friends of mine get sick, nothing will happen to them. But the people that we are close to, my family, my aunt who underwent chemotherapy recently, she will not make it. The same as another of my friends, a grandmother who is sick, will not make it. So why? And I'm going to ask this again, why the hell do you think it is fine to go out and have 21 parties or celebrating something with a lot of people at a restaurant? Why do you believe that is okay? What makes you think that is okay? Do you think that the government is having fun to put the country on lockdown because, oh, we're going to put the country on lockdown and it's fun and we want to do it? Do you think we want to be on lockdown? Do you think that I want to spend another 21 days in my house not leaving it? No, I actually do not. I'm starting to go crazy because I've been in the house for 2 weeks already on self-isolation because I was sick. Not COVID-19 sick, but sick. And therefore, I was protecting other people. People around me, people in those shops. I didn't go out because of this. I stayed in my house. And if I went out, I went through extra measures. I didn't come in close contact with people. I wore a mask. I washed my hands. All that. But then there's these stupid... I can't even deal with this. That think it's okay. You know, it's not that bad. We're gonna throw a trance festival with 2,000 people, and then no one's gonna get sick. One person tested positive of that festival, and then what happened? It spiked. Obviously, it spiked. One cough. That's all it takes. So, South Africa, everyone in South Africa, not just certain people, but every single individual in South Africa, this is a wake-up call. Get your mind correct. Get the information and get up to date, because this is not acceptable. Stay in your homes, keep a mask on, wash your hands, get tested if you feel sick, do not go out, social distancing, get in your heads and do it. You've got 21 days. And actually, I hope the people who don't listen in these 21 days gets caught by the police or the army, so that they can get punished and see what actually happens. Anyway, that is my 10 minutes of COVID-19 sabbatical diaries for today. May God be with us, South Africa, and may every single god and goddess and religion that we follow be with us, because it's going to be hell. Good luck.
COVID-19, The Sabbatical Diaries. New episodes daily.